Messiah Project always has a lot up their sleeves for the Christmas season, and this year is no exception. And with me this morning, of course, is Lindsay Robison from Messiah Project. Who did you bring with you?
Kate Riegler is the choreographer and director of the Credo Dance Academy, and they have just a splendid production coming up this next weekend. Kate, why don't you tell us a little bit?
Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay. Well, we will be presenting a production called Cosmic Christmas next weekend, December 20th and 21st at Parkview Theater. And Cosmic Christmas is the story of Christ's birth from the perspective of the angels. And it's a really exciting production. Lots of interesting themes going on in the show, war between...
You don't see it between... You see the story from the angel's point of view very often.
No, you don't. And so it's an adaptation of Max Lucado's book, An Angel's Story, and he takes a little bit of fictional liberty with with the story, the traditional nativity story, and narrates the book from the perspective of Gabriel. And so the two main characters in the production are Lucifer and Gabriel. So it's this really interesting exchange of Gabriel on this mission to deliver the seed and the message to Mary, and then Lucifer trying to stop this from happening. Mm. So it's really an interesting production, and we're excited about it.
And what are the times?
The times are 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 20th, and 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, December 21st.
Those are at the theater at Parkview High School.
Yes.
On South Campbell. And how are tickets available?
Tickets are available at the door. $15 for adults, $10 for children 12 and under, and groups of 10 or more tickets are $10 each for groups of 10 and more.
Okay, and can they be – so they'll just be at the door. There's no advance?
No.
Okay. All right, so what else is happening with all the associated Messiah Project groups?
Well, we are so fortunate to have the Forum Symphonia Chamber Orchestra from Krakow, Poland. Actually, they're now...
How long has it been that they've been affiliated with Messiah Project?
1995.
I was going to say it's been 20 years almost, 19 years now.
Well, the group, of course, rotates as they grow, but it's from the conservatory in Krakow, Poland. It's where these both students and faculty come, and they participate in a festival in Arkansas, and that's kind of the lead draw to get them to the United States, this festival, and then they end up coming to Springfield and helping us with our performances. So they'll be performing as our orchestra for a Mall of the Night Visitors, and we'll have a 10 o'clock performance on December the 16th. I'm sorry, Tuesday the 16th.
Right.
At 10 o'clock, and this is at the Fox Theater downtown. And I hate to say this, but that is all booked up. It's a student performance, and all the seats are accounted for.
But of course, you're doing a public performance that night.
Yeah, so. And then the public performance that night will be a Mall of the Night Visitors, and the other half will be what we call Christmas Around the World, which is kind of a name that's kind of gone to all sorts of different performances. But
sure,
it's really around the world because
Springfield Symphony. Anybody? You know.
We actually have an orchestra from around the world.
Exactly, so. Exactly right. Now, you're calling the evening show The Miracle of Christmas, two shows, one wonderful evening. And this is obviously not the first time you've combined a Mall and the Night Visitors with a concert performance of for the Christmas season on numerous other occasions.
Yes, this has been kind of our holiday program,
right.
And we keep trying to give it up, but every year people say, oh, we aren't going to do that again. So, and all right now, we already have...
By popular demand, yeah, there you go.
It really is. I mean, we do Nutcracker every year. Why don't we do them all? So,
yeah, right.
I kind of think this is our last, but we'll see.
Right. It's Stephen Bias, who is the music director of the Arkansas Philharmonic, the North Mississippi Symphony, and he is associate music director of Ohio Light Opera. He's a busy guy. He will be... conducting the Forum Sinfonia Chamber Orchestra from Poland in this production. They'll, in their Now, you're doing a mall first and then the concert, or
no,
is it the other way around?
No, we'll do the concert first, okay. And well, then the mall will be the second
half. Okay, they'll perform a wide variety of music in the first half, Polish and international carols and Christmas music, and the Messiah Dance Ensemble and the Messiah Project Chorus will also perform some selections during that first half of the program.
Yes, we also have some professional singers from St. Louis, Michael Schust.
Yes.
Studied professionally performed with the Boston Opera, and just a wonderful individual, but a great supporter of our organization. He'll be there.
And he teaches voice in St. Louis.
Yeah, at Baptist University there. And then we'll have another concert on Wednesday night at All Saints Anglican Church, where we've had other concerts. It's a new building, but it's really structured as an older style. It's just gorgeous. It's great acoustics. We don't use any microphones. It's just a wonderful place to perform. Mm-hmm. And the Forum Symphonia will do an expanded performance there. They'll do quite a few more numbers than they'll do the night before. So that'll be on Wednesday night.
That will not have them all with it, though.
No.
Okay. Now, what time is that?
That'll be at 7:30.
Okay. On Wednesday the 17th. And is there admission charge?
No,
that
offering.
Okay.
And the same way with the on Tuesday night, it'll be a suggested offering, $10 at the door. But if somebody can't do that, then they can just come and see it.
All right. Once again, The Miracle of Christmas, a concert featuring the Forum Sinfonia Chamber Orchestra of Krakow, Poland, conducted by Stephen Bias, along with the Messiah Project Chorus and Dance Ensemble. And then in the second half, ostensibly an opera for children, Giancarlo Menotti's A Mall in the Night Visitors is simply one of the most popular of American operas, period. It's been enjoyed by all ages, I guess, ever since it premiered on NBC television in 1952. That's hasn't true. Been seen on TV in many, many years. I remember there was in the late 70s, I think it was a British production that featured Teresa Stratus as the mother.
Huh.
And a gentleman, and I can't remember the guy's name, who sang Amal. He later sang Figaro and the Barber of Seville with Springfield Regional Opera in the 1990s after he had grown up and developed a baritone voice. But, the original NBC versions, both the original black and white live telecast and the color video that they did in the early 60s, you don't see either one of them anymore.
Now, we got permission several years ago from Shermer to actually produce it on a Christmas morning show on, I think, Channel 10.
Sure.
But they're not bashful, so it takes a lot to produce something like that.
No kidding. The great thing about Menotti's opera is that he certainly avoids all the usual Christmas season banalities.
Yeah.
And tells the story of a crippled shepherd boy and his poor widowed mother who are visited by the three kings who are on their way to Bethlehem.
Yes. And I've done this now, I guess, maybe 8-9 years.
Yeah, right.
You still shed a tear when the little boy receives his miracle, you know, and healing.
So. Jenna Cantrell from the Evangel Music Faculty is Amal's mother, and you have a female Amal.
Yes.
Lily Slater.
Yeah, and we also have, of course, Michael Schust is one of the kings, and then Eric Murillo, local singer, and then a new young man, Andrew Larson from St. Louis, is one of Michael's students. He's a great, great performer. I saw him do a part in Les Mis a couple of weeks ago. So he's a kind of a rising young star. And then we have a couple from the Springfield, from the MSU Dance Company that will be our dancers for this performance. So it'll be it's a fresh look. It's if you've seen them all, come see it again. It'll be a fresh view.
Fresh view with some new voices, among other things. Two shows: The Miracle of Christmas by Messiah Project. That is the public performance at the Fox Theater on Park Central Square is Tuesday evening, December 16th, starting at 7 p.m. Admission will be by voluntary offerings at the door. You can call 883-5274 or visit messiahproject.org for more information. And I'll mention one more time, the Credo Dance Academy doing a show called Cosmic Christmas, basically the Christmas story told from the angels' point of view, at 7:30 p.m. on the 20th and 2:30 p.m. on the 21st at Parkview High School Theater on South Campbell. Admission there, $15 for adults, $10 for children 12 and under, and tickets available only at the door for that production. And then, of course, the Messiah Project production Tuesday evening, the 16th at 7 p.m. Among the attractions, of course, the Forum Sinfonia Chamber Orchestra from Krakow, Poland, with Stephen Bias conducting. And they will do an extended concert the following evening, Wednesday the 17th at 7:30 p.m. at All Saints Anglican Church here in Springfield. And that, again, admission is by voluntary offering. For information, messiahproject.org or 883-5274. So,
Randy,
anything else we've missed?
You've been such a great supporter over the years. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy to do it. And thanks to Kate Riegler from Credo Dance Academy and, of course, Lindsay Robison from Messiah Project. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.